At the beginning of Thursday night's meeting, decisions were made quickly. Only two people spoke during public comment. Ketchikan Police Chief Joe White introduced two new officers, John Brown, a former village public safety officer in Saxman, and Cassie Page, who most recently worked for Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center as a certified nursing assistant. Kara Jerzak, who applied for the marijuana testing facility license, also addressed the council.
My business has three primary goals, and that is to ensure that the consumers have a safe product, number one. Number two, provide a service to this community. And three, bring a market share of the commerce back to Ketchikan that's currently going to Anchorage right now. And we could service all of Southeast Alaska, potentially.
After public comment, Mayor Lou Williams III made a motion to move several items to the consent agenda. Those included approval of the application for a marijuana testing facility license for Peak Analytical LLC and a request for use of the Ted Ferry Civic Center for a burlesque and variety show. Without discussion or comment, all items were approved unanimously. During his report, City Manager Carl Amelon welcomed new Assistant City Manager Lacey Simpson.
She's been working since the 11th, and I'm very, very pleased to have that spot filled.
Simpson is a former City of Ketchikan Museum Director. Amelon also informed the council about an issue regarding charter boat loading zones. He says monthly permits are required and fees collected.
Unbeknownst to me or the Port and Harbors Director, a former employee was not enforcing that rule for the last several years or giving a lot of latitude and not collecting the monthly permit fees.
Amelon says letters were sent to charter boat operators and a public hearing held. He says while most are cooperating, some refuse to follow rules.
And we have made it very clear that after tonight, if they don't have the permits, by code, we have the authority to impound the vessels, and that's what we're going to do. So just want to give the council a heads up about that.
Amelon also mentioned proposed changes to the city's recycling program. Due to market uncertainty and a backlog of mixed paper, the Solid Waste Department was directed by Republic Services not to ship mixed paper to their recycling center. Effective July 1st, mixed paper will no longer be accepted for recycling in Ketchikan. Cardboard, aluminum, used oil, glass, compact fluorescent bulbs, and batteries will continue to be recycled at the landfill. Two executive sessions were held. For more than an hour, the council discussed negotiation of an amendment to Berth 4 lease agreements between the city and Ketchikan Dock Company to accommodate post-Panamax vessels for the 2019 cruise ship season. Direction was given to staff, but no decisions made. The council also discussed a personnel board appeal of Charles Mackey. Management direction was given to staff, and no further action taken. The council is meeting in special session next Tuesday, June 26th, to discuss design and expansion of berths 1 and 2 and removal of a rock pinnacle near berth 2. The meeting begins at 7 p.m. in City Council Chambers.